Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, nine, 10, 11. Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14, 15. The 15-Minute Morning Show.
So, this is the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. In the house, there's Froggy with a big F on his chest. There's yes. Scotty B in the cereal library. There's Straight Nate. And there's Gandhi in main studio in beautiful downtown Manhattan, along with Scary right next to her. Yeah, can you guys reach out and touch each other?
Like, we can.
Put each other's hands in each
other.
Can you
see that? Oh, wait, here. Do it again, Scary.
Okay. There's Danielle. Danielle's in the basement. And there's producer Sam in the studio, too. And in the kitchen is, of course, Garrett. And in the den is Dave Brody. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right, it's all up to you, Nate. Where do you want to go?
Okay, I sent you this before we went on vacation, but I thought it might be just an interesting conversation. Whether it goes anywhere, I have no clue. But it's the names of things you probably didn't know.
Huh.
Did you know the name, but the space between your eyebrows has a name?
Is it? That's not the taint.
Okay.
No, it's called a glabella.
The glabella.
This is your glabella.
Everyone point at your glabella.
Glabella.
All right, everyone point at your taint.
Do it.
Oh, whoops, I sat on it. Hold on, let me take that out of there.
Okay, glabella.
I was called the taint, the banus.
The banus?
The banus.
The banus, my favorite rapper.
Oh my God.
I think he's going to be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Exactly.
The daytime stage, right?
Does anybody want to guess what this is? A vagitis.
A vagitis?
A vagitis?
V-A-G-I-T-U-S.
Sounds like a disease.
Yeah.
Mm. Sounds like dinosaur.
That girl didn't wash well. She got vagitis. That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. Is that the thing in the back of your throat?
No.
That's the uvula.
Uvula. Yeah.
I thought that was the epiglottis.
That's not even a thing.
That's Big Bird's friend on Sesame Street.
All right, what is the vagitis? Can you point it out on your body?
I will tell you, the people in this room that have experienced a vagitis most recently probably are Danielle and Froggy and Brody. And oh no, and Garrett.
Is it a sunburn?
Oh, and Scotty B.
People who don't want to come into the studio?
No, it's something with kids, because we all have kids.
Pain in the ass kids?
It's the cry of a newborn baby. It's called a vaginitis.
That sounds, that's horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't hear Producer Sam. She's not on.
Sam. She's back up.
Oh, Lord, this place. So a vaginitis is the first cry of a newborn baby.
Yeah. Vaginitis.
Okay.
Okay, what is this?
That is your pinky.
It's technically a minimus.
A minimus?
Technically a minimus.
Your pinky is really long. Your pinky is long and deformed.
Yeah, it's crooked. I thought I was going to be a hand model, and then somebody said you got a wonky pinky, and then that crashed out.
Did you go for an audition?
Wonky pinky.
No, I had a photo shoot done in my hand.
They call those hand jobs.
Yeah.
They call those hand jobs.
Please find those photos, Nate.
I legit had a photo shoot done in my hands, and the guy goes,
did your hands have their own mirrors?
What was your hand wrapped around in the audition?
Stop it.
A throat, probably.
Vaginitis.
A throat.
Sausage.
With his wonky pinky.
What do you think a tittle is?
A tittle.
Oh, wait. I've heard of a tittle.
You want me to show you?
I've heard of it. I don't remember. Does anyone know what a tittle is?
No idea.
It's the dot over an I or a J. It's called a tittle.
Oh, I thought we were pointing out things on our bodies. A tittle is the dot. When you dot your I's and dot your J's, you are tittling them.
Yeah. Does anybody know what a crapulence is?
What Greg T did on the floor on this day 2 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
No.
Crapulence.
No, not a crapulence.
A crapulence? Spell it. Use it in a sentence.
It's crap. Ulence. C-R-A-P-U-L-E-N-C-E.
Use it in a sentence.
I'm not going to use it in a sentence because that gives it away. But
well,
Elvis,
that's the whole point of this bit.
Origin?
Wait, is it?
I guarantee, Elvis, you felt a crapulence over vacation.
I thought that's an old building in Athens.
Falling and hurting your toe when you're drunk?
No, it's the sick feeling you get after eating or drinking too much.
Relatable.
Oh. I get that a lot.
Relatable.
Crapulence. Yeah. No, I didn't get crapulence at all.
Is that where the word crap comes from?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think the crap comes from Thomas Crapper.
Who invented the toilet.
True story, by the way.
True story.
Didn't know that.
I thought crapulous was you don't crap as much, but I guess.
Greek shit.
Very funny day.
I didn't feel that at all on vacation. I hate that you accuse me of that.
Well, no, I felt a crapulence. I ate way too much.
I felt it.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to puke repeatedly. Didn't, but you know.
Danielle, we hear this all the time. We hear a wamble from you all the time.
Wamble. Laughter.
Laugh.
No.
Really, wamble?
No. A wamble. Fart. W-A-M-B-L-E.
A dry wamble. Heave.
A siren.
Nope.
What is it?
Anybody
fart?
Else?
Mispronounced.
Shut up, fart, nope. You
bad
math.
Crickets.
A stomach rumble.
Ah.
Yes.
Oh, my stomach. Okay.
Always is like, did you hear my stomach?
Yeah.
A wamble. Star-spangled wamble.
Okay, hang on. Ooh. Now that's stupid. Oh,
they all are.
What is this one? What is this called? The space between your nostrils.
Oh, I've heard that.
Well, it's the inside the septum.
Yeah, is it not my septum?
No, the space.
The knob.
I don't have a septum any longer.
The '80s.
Read the book.
Yeah.
The columella nasi.
I never heard that.
Yeah,
One before it was stupid, and this one isn't?
Yeah.
The columella nasi.
Listen, they're not all home runs.
What was the one before it that you thought was stupid?
They're not. Some of these aren't that great. Okay, here's one. Danielle is also guilty of this. Hang on, I lost it. Hang on.
Fake hair color.
What are you talking about? I'm a natural redhead. Shut up.
You don't even know what your hair color is.
Danielle is guilty of griffinage.
Running into trees with her car.
Harry Potter. Something with Harry Potter.
A-G-E, griffinage. No, it's
getting things wrong in entertainment reports.
Close. It's illegible handwriting.
Dude, you're a fucking asshole. Can I just tell you that? You are a fucking asshole. What's it really called, though? What's it really?
No, Danielle. Have Danielle hold up her notes from her thing. I guarantee you will be able to read this.
No, no one can read that.
Yeah,
I can
she
read
can.
It. Well, she's gotten Hello. Better. Black Widow.
See,
this is okay. Black Widow. Yeah.
So what's the word? What's the word again? What
it's
does it mean?
It's a griffinage. A griffinage.
It means that Brody's a dick is what it means.
Okay. What does a griffinage mean? What's the definition of a griffinage?
Illegible handwriting.
Do you expect anything different, Danielle? He's been holed up on the casting couch for a year.
I know. You know what? I ain't going there.
Is he frozen? The couch. No one's gotten a job.
That's
there.
All I got. How much
Why
time
is everyone
I
picking on Brody?
He is. He's frozen.
No, he started.
He's gone. That's the happiest I've ever seen him.
He
the
looks
happiest.
Like a wax figure.
Oh, God, you guys are awful. By Brody. Mistake.
He's smiling.
He looks like he's in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
He's like, pass me the Metamucil.
Where did he go?
One of the Muppets from where they'll do a whole
My great... favorite part is he's not here to defend himself. We can talk shit on him now.
Oh, yeah, bro, he said,
I think we were doing that said, before he left.
When Nate said, what the hell was the word for the...
Griffinage.
Right. He goes, oh, Danielle does it all the time. Getting stuff wrong in the entertainment report. Fuck you, dickwad.
He's just playing.
Dude, my kids watch this and listen to this, boy.
Oh, now the audio piece has just dropped. Brody has gone away on my audio, so he's done.
I insulted him too much. Sorry,
no, you know what? Get Brody back.
No,
that's
you know what's
good.
Going on? His kids are probably all trying to record TikTok videos at the same time. They're using up the bandwidth on the internet.
Oh.
Well, he's not even on the phone anymore.
I know. I think you guys ran him away.
Nope. Sorry.
You guys. My I think fault. It was one person, actually. But he did egg her on, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think Scary had a little to do with him running away, too.
Yeah, I feel like if you fire shots, you have to expect a couple bullets to come back your way. Right.
Thank
yeah,
you. No, I... Thank you, Gandhi. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's your 15-minute morning
show
podcast.
Someone else. Should we insult Scary?
Insult me. Go ahead. I can take it.
No, not anything insulting not doing for it. You.
Why not? Go ahead. I dare you.
I dare you, he says. Exactly
No, I'm good.
How are we doing on time, Froggy?
Oh, we got a whole 6 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
We should wait for Brody to sign back on and then just sign off and make it an early exit.
Why do you want to be so mean?
I don't know. Because he's the first one to do a million jokes and right. sling them in every direction, he can't take it.
But Scary is so right about this. Look, I love Brody, but he will sit there in silence and not say a word and then just... throw a jab at somebody, and that's what he'll do. He'll just keep waiting, and then he'll say something. And I'm just like, what,
Garrett?
So, do you know during vacation, someone has been calling Brody and prank phone calling him, but he's convinced it is me.
Yeah.
Like he calls
really?
And goes, cut it out. I'm sitting at the table with my family where I'm currently. Brody, this is where I'm sitting.
Wait, I didn't hear about this. So someone's calling him and doing what?
Somebody got knowledge of a real life problem he was having with customer service, whoever that was, and they're actually pranking him on it, but he's not falling for it. But now he's trying to do a full on investigation on who the hell is playing this joke on him.
Well, wait,
he's convinced it's me.
He thinks it's Garrett.
It sounds like something you would do, Garrett, in Brody's defense, but...
Would you really take up your precious time on vacation to...
Well, yeah, exactly. It happened during vacation. I go, Brody, I love you so much, but I stopped thinking about you during the 2 weeks that we have off. I mean...
Well, this is weird. I can't believe no one shared this with the class.
I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, no, this has been going on in the background. And he thought it was me at first. He goes, do you have any knowledge of this? He goes, how would they have knowledge of my... Someone got a hold of my problem that I have with a specific company, and they tried to pose as that company and trying to phone tap me.
Well, I don't know.
Did you talk
that...
about it in your podcast?
No, we didn't talk about it, no.
Then how did it get out?
Maybe they work for the company he complained about, and they're also fans of the show, and they're brilliant.
I think he tweeted at a company, and somebody picked up on it.
So I have such a reputation. He reached out to other people to accuse them of phone tapping, him, and they come back at me and go, "Hey, Brody just texted me. Is it really you? Or what do you do? Why don't you just tell him at this point? It's not me. I haven't prank phone called Brody in like 10 years.
Yeah. All I'm hearing is all of us need to prank call Brody all week. That's all I can hear.
You guys are. This is a rough room.
Whatever.
He's not even here
you
to defend
come to
himself.
Play, man. If you friggin' put that shit, I'm gonna freaking.
You sound like Joe Daniel Pesci in Home Alone when he steps on
there
the nail.
There he is. Here he goes.
Oh, he's back.
Okay. Nothing to see here.
Well, no, but you know what? Good.
Okay.
Brody, where have you been?
Wait, hold on. He's not signed on the audio portion yet. Let's see if he gets his video back now. He's got his...
He's got to at least defend himself.
Yeah. Well, no, I just want to get to the bottom of that.
All right, well.
Right, does anyone else think that the cartoon version of him that signs on before he does looks really suspicious? Like it's up to some gobbling of something?
I don't know. Gobbling.
I mean, that's sus. According to my kids, that's
sus. Yeah, that's sus.
That's the new word.
Yeah. The new word. Everything's sus.
Sus.
I'm sus.
Hey, tomorrow, I'm going to eat the gum from this baseball pack I just got from 1989.
Yes! Oh, you're going to chip a tooth.
You're going to chip a tooth. You have to say
this
that.
Is what we do tomorrow.
You would have chipped the tooth when it first came out anyway.
I have, okay. I have two friends that are dentists, so like, they can help me out. Like that.
Okay, Brody's connected with the audio.
Hey, Brody, where are you? Where have you been?
Yeah, I'm back. So Verizon Wireless just shut off in my house.
What?
My Fios? I don't know why.
Fios.
Yeah, Fios. It just it's asking me to answer security questions and verify if my kids use it for the internet. I don't know what's going on.
So we thought you got mad because Danielle was being mean to you.
No,
I was being mean to Danielle. I apologize, Danielle.
Oh,
there you go.
I accept. Thank you, Brody. And I'm sorry to give it back to you.
Yeah. Wait till you
sorry,
see what she says
sorry.
When you disappear. Though,
yeah, I can't wait.
Brody, yeah, just understand, if you have time today and you watch the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast, you'll see who your friends are and who they aren't.
Say that.
Wait, who was his friend?
It's true. It's all right there.
In Brody's defense once. I think that's as hot as we got.
And Elvis did too.
I'm sure Elvis stuck up for me. I'm sure Scary did not.
I was going to say, let's just say Scary and I not so happy today.
And Scotty probably had that look on his face like, I should stick up for him, but
hey,
I'm not going
but
to.
I didn't. Wait a minute. Something came up, and I don't know if you want to talk about this now. Someone is prank calling you. So what's going on?
I wasn't going to discuss this on the podcast. Thank you, whoever.
Someone else brought it up.
I brought it up because I just said someone's been pranking Brody, and everyone thinks it's me. Like, even the people that you contacted to say, hey, are you pranking me? They come back to me and go, hey, Brody just texted me. Are you really pranking him? No, I'm not. I honestly am not.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what the details were. But anyway, so Garrett says it's not him. I love Charlamagne the God today. Posted, is everybody in heaven naked or they got on that shit from the funeral?
You know, oh, and some of them are, if that's the case, some of them are pissed. Because I remember when my aunt died, they buried her in this like floofy gown and this nail polish she would never wear. And my mom said, oh my gosh, she'd be so upset if she knew that's what they put her in. So could you imagine you wake up there and you're like, what the hell is this? I would not have approved this outfit.
Well, so I'm going to be cremated. How am I going to look? What am I going to look like? Just
very
blowing
tan.
Around?
Yeah.
Don't wear anything flammable.
I'm just going to be like blowing around like ashes.
That'd be awesome.
I don't think it works that way. I don't really know how it works. We won't know till we're there if we go there. Anyway, or if I'm looking down on you. Or if I'm looking up at you.
Up, right. Yeah.
True.
Whatever. What? Why? Do you have a little hand?
We're done.
Okay. Are we over, Frog?
Well, that whatever. Went by quick.
Yeah.
What do you? It did, because you took time off.
It seemed like 5 minutes. I feel like Elvis now when he leaves in the middle and comes back.
I do. You should do it. Yeah. It's great. It's awesome. Now you know.
You did.
All right.
Now
well,
I know.
We got to get out of here. Another day, another dollar.
Sorry,
we'll see you tomorrow.
For my potty mouth.
And F most of you for what you said when I wasn't here.
Love you.
Bye. Everyone's got a hand thing. Hey.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thank you.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.